It is my pleasure to welcome a very happy Sydney along with Gina. They are here representing Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. Sydney, you got a huge smile on your face when you heard no rain. Do you have outdoor plans for the weekend? Tell me about them.
Well, I'm going to go shopping today after this with my godmom. And that's why I liked it without rain, because there was a couple of days with a lot of rain.
Where do you go shopping, and what do you look for?
I look for new shoes and new clothes, and I go to Burlington and Rainbow.
And is there something you're in the hunt for today that you really want to get?
Yes.
Can you tell me about it?
Well, there are these new shoes in their Skechers, but they light up, but they have a song to it.
They play a song? Wow. What song? Do you know the song they play?
No.
That's pretty cool. So how old are you?
9.
And what grade are you in?
3rd.
And you are a student at Pittsburgh King, a stone's throw away here, right?
Yes.
At Pittsburgh King. Before I ask you another question, would you like to give a shout out to anybody who might be listening? Who's in your family?
A lot of people.
You mentioned your godmom. Is there anybody you're really close to who might hear this later that you'd like to also mention?
Yeah, my godmom, because she listens to a lot of music.
Great. Well, the person sitting next to you is Gina. Hello, Gina.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
So I work at a program called Summer Bridge Pittsburgh, and I've been... Summer Bridge is a program that serves underserved kids in Pittsburgh, and I also have been matched with Sydney for a year.
And I know Summer Bridge, if my memory is right, helps kids attend schools that are otherwise private schools by providing scholarships and support. Is that right?
So we are not a scholarship program, and our mission is to help support students academically them get to and matriculate to a 4-year college or university.
Thank you for clarifying that, because I knew I kind of had it partly right. So we should talk more with Sydney. Sydney, what do you like to do for fun when you are with Gina? Gina and you are little sister, big sister. What do you like to do?
I like to go to shop sometimes, and also I like to cuddle with her and give her lots of hugs. And sometimes we go out to eat, and I got high on one of my report card, and we're gonna celebrate.
So you celebrate when you, and how have you been doing school-wise?
Good.
Are you promise ready? Are you keeping track of the Pittsburgh promise?
Yes.
I'm glad. It's very important to do that. I'm very glad that you're doing that. Are there subjects that really come easy to you that you like a lot?
Reading, math, and science, art.
You're good at a lot of things. Have you thought about what you'd like to be when you get older?
Yes.
What would you like to be?
Deliver babies.
Ah, and that, like, either an obstetrician, a doctor, or maybe a midwife or a nurse? Obstetrician? Wow, that's a lot. Imagine all the shopping you'll be able to do when you're working as an obstetrician. You'll make, a nice salary, really any of those jobs, because it seems to me you like the shop based on what you said.
Yes.
So how long have the two of you been matched, Gina? Oh, or Sydney?
1 year.
1 year? Do you have an anniversary day? But it's been a year, huh?
Yep.
And is this the first big sister you've ever had?
Yes.
What was it like when you first met?
It felt magical.
How so?
Because I felt like she was the right one for me, and every time I spend time with her, it's fun.
Isn't that nice? What was it like for you, Gina?
Well, Sydney is so happy, outgoing. Like she says, she gives out lots of hugs. So I think instantly when we met, Sydney was very welcoming, and she made it easy to be her big sister.
Hmm. That's so nice. So, Gina, I'm curious, how is this the first little sister you've had?
So I had a little sister before Sydney, who is moved to Philadelphia, and she's doing really well out there. So Sydney is my second little sister.
Sydney, how do you think your life has changed since you were matched with Gina?
It felt great, and it's fun hanging out with her. But my life is still the same because there's a lot of bullies in my school, but yeah.
A lot of bullies, did you say? Yeah, it's hard to cope with bullies. And I know there's been a lot of work to try to make things better. Is it better this year than it was last year, do you think? You can tell me the truth. I mean,
it's still not that good.
It's about the same. It can be tough. Do you ever get a chance to talk about that and ways to maybe cope, some strategies to try to cope with it?
Yes.
Because, you know, there's bullies everywhere, it seems, sometimes, and they're often the people suffering the most, and they end up hurting other people at the same time. Can you think of something really unusual that you had a chance to do together that you would never have done otherwise? Like, did you go to a special place, or?
Well, that's a lot, because we went to Candywood, then we went to ice skating, and then we went bowling, and yeah.
You go to a lot of places. That's very exciting. Gina, tell me about how your life is different with Sydney in it.
So meeting Sydney and being able to hang out with Sydney, she is, like I said, she's always happy. So whenever I get to hang out with her, it does make my weekend a lot better. Sydney's really brave, so she gets to try new things with me. We try new foods. We try different activities. And even ice skating this year was new for Sydney, and she was really brave and tried it. So it's just been really fun exploring new things in a city with her.
I sensed that about you right away as soon as I saw you outside, that two things about you is that you're very happy and that also you're very brave. You really give that off, Sydney. So that's a great way to be.
Well, it's easy for me because it's in my family, and there's nothing else to be happy about.
What a great attitude. Let me turn to Cheryl Jones from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. We have a couple minutes left, and it's a big year, 50 years for Big Brothers Big Sisters. Anything special going on we should know about?
Well, I just want to mention we just had our volunteer recognition dinner this past Thursday night, which was, it's always a huge event for us because it gives us a chance to thank our volunteers. And we also got to meet a lot of our graduating matches who are high school graduates, and they shared their experiences, and it was pretty emotional, and it was just great to hear their success stories. Yeah, so that was a big thing we just had. And then in July, we have our official birthday. So July 25th, we're having a birthday party at our office, having a carnival. And the night before, we're going to try to get alumni, bigs and littles, to come together and see where they've turned up over the past 50 years. So we're really excited about the things that are coming up in the future.
Well, I hope we can be on hand for that, too, because we'd love to make some recordings. Mm-hmm. I have a present for you, Sydney and Gina. This is a pass for the Children's Museum. Have you been around in the Children's Museum much before, Sydney?
Well, I've been there at Allegheny and Martin Luther King, but not really with me and Gina. This is my first time.
Oh, good. Well, you two can enjoy it. There's a lot. You can go up to Water Play, where there's a great exhibit there. There's also it's called the Rainbow Jumpy. It's a place where you can have fun, and also the Make Shop is open. I also have a radio patch for each of you as a souvenir to your visit here.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Is there anything else either of you would like to say? Yeah, that looks perfect on you.
I love visiting here because there's a lot of stuff like I like to see.
Well, I'm happy to hear you say that. And you can use that pass today or in the future whenever you wish. And if it should happen to expire, let us know. We'll get you a new one because I think they print them out in a way that they might expire within a month or so. Anything else, Gina, that you wanted to add?
I'm just really grateful for having Sydney as part of my life now, and really appreciate Big Brothers and Sisters for allowing it to happen. And thanks for having us on the show and letting us tell our story.
Thank you. And Cheryl, as always, thank you.
Thank you.
Any parting words?
Other than the fact that we're always looking for more adults who want to mentor a child, to contact us to become a big brother or a big sister, would be great.
bbbspittsburgh.org or
463-6100.
Why wouldn't I let you? 412-363-6100 or bbbspittsburgh.org. Let's give Sydney the last word. Go ahead.
I love all y'all here.
Thanks, Sydney, and Gina, and Cheryl.